2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
You get the scenic train ride that goes to Grand Canyon.
Oh, neat.
I don't know if you ever
done that. No, I never did that part. I've done most of the other stuff you talked about, and it's just amazing. You know, we live in the New Jersey area, and you just don't get the vistas that you see in that just
no,
in that route
like,
you're talking
oh,
about.
Man, the open sky. It's
yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
And then at night with the stars.
Yeah. Now do you fly into Monument Valley from Lake Powell? Is that what you?
No, no. You're
you drive there.
Yeah, they're taking you with a bus, a coach bus.
Because I flew. There was a plane trip from Lake Powell to Monument Valley, and we flew in there. That was very cool.
Yeah, I don't know if they have excursions on the side, like a helicopter rides and stuff like that. I'll have to find that out if they offer it, and if you have enough time to do that, because they do offer it. Even from Vegas, they offer it. So if you're staying in Vegas and you want to do it and go back, you can do it from there, you know? They're not allowed in Arizona to keep coach buses staying in the state. They don't offer any trips like we do here, like going to Atlantic City or Mohegan Sun or whatever.
Right.
They only provide vans. So the tour companies have to set everything up ahead of time and get permission to do it, and you have to end out of the state. You can't stay in the state of Arizona.
Oh,
camping, no
that.
Problem. You see camping mobile homes everywhere. But the buses are not allowed. Not allowed. So August 25th is the 100th anniversary for the National Park Service, and I don't know when the 100th anniversary is for the chamber.
We just had it. It was January.
Okay, so they're going to probably celebrate it next week at the dinner dance.
Yep.
And so it's Colette is the tour company. It's Canyon Company, but the Southern Route, and it's September 26th through October 4th.
That's great.
That's the date. And it's not going to be cold. It's going to be nice then, you know? And then, but like I was telling you, the train ride from Williams up to Grand Canyon, they offer snacks or they offer you lunch or dinner, depending on what time you take the train. And you can go back to Williams from there. And then also up at the Grand Canyon is El Tavor. So I'm inquiring about that, where you guys are. But they do stop at a location that is on the reservation for the Indians, so you can kind of see what they have. It's a trading post. It's fantastic. I know the place because they make the fantastic pancakes. They make this flour that they make the pancakes and the waffles is out of this world.
It's some type of cornmeal.
They make it, they sell it, it's phenomenal. We always bring it home when we come home. But you know, it's,
well, that sounds like so, great. So how do people sign up for that trip, Diane?
I'm going to have the flyers coming out. They can call me, contact me with what we're going to have for deposits. So it's like $500 a person, including insurance, trip insurance, that the insurance is canceled for any reason within 24 hours of the trip. So otherwise it's a $250 deposit, and I would definitely say put it down.
Sure.
Get the trip insurance. You never know if anything happens and you have to cancel.
Yep. Excellent.
But it's $29.99 airfare included.
Wow. And that leaves from Newark?
Yep, leaves from Newark.
Sweet.
Yep.
Direct flight into Phoenix?
Phoenix, Arizona. Yep.
Sweet. That sounds like a great trip. I remember that fondly, and we did pretty much that same itinerary. I know we went to Montezuma's Castle, and there was a we went to Glen Canyon, and we stopped at some place in Utah where they kind of filmed old cinema, which was kind of fun. It was like a little barbecue type thing. It was fun too.
Yeah.
But all that vistas and staying on the rim, and and Bryce Canyon, doing the hiking down Bryce Canyon, it just fabulous stuff.
I'm going to have to find out how much time we have as things progress here, how much time they offer, and what other alternatives you have there. Like I said, you know, some people can take the helicopter rides
Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing any, at the point of the year, because, like, sometimes we've been there, and the Colorado is very low on water, and you can't whitewater raft. You can't go down the river.
Nope.
You know?
Yep.
So at least they offer you the cruise at Lake Powell.
That's nice. And for those that don't know it, Lake Powell was the scene of many movies, including the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
And the last time I was there, the Lake Powell was down. It had to be like 15 feet.
And thank God this year they're getting some snow and rain and whatever they're having out there. It's going to help.
Good.
Because that provides the water all in Arizona and New Mexico.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That's awesome. So how do people get in touch with you, Diane, to get all this information?
Call me at 908-238-9935. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll get this going and we'll get a lot of people who want to travel and see what it's out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, great to have you back on. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good week. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.
Diane Lane, DNL Travel. Give her a call and find out about that 100-year anniversary of the National Parks and see if you can coincide that with the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Bobby also says a love addiction can be very unhealthy.
But unfortunately, we don't always develop this addiction to the healthy person.
People dealing with a breakup can now get help from Exaholics Anonymous. You can learn more at exaholics.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
I would wait until the nominee is made before I would make any decision.
The head of the State Judiciary Committee is calling for President Obama to defer nominating a new Supreme Court justice. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said if Obama puts forward a name to replace the late Antonin Scalia, he'll decide whether or not to hold a hearing. Grassley says the call to defer the nomination is consistent with the policy of the Senate, citing Senator Chuck Schumer of New York calling for President George W. Bush to defer nominations in 2008. Republican presidential candidates are preparing to field questions from voters in town hall-style meetings in the next 2 nights. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Ben Carson will appear on tonight's program on CNN. Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich will be featured tomorrow night. The sounds of the ball popping in the mitt will soon be heard in Florida and Arizona. Pitchers and catchers for the Cardinals, Diamondbacks, Giants, Phillies, and Reds report to their respective camps today, with the first official workout tomorrow. You're listening. Large denomination bills would create problems for criminals, but have little effect on legitimate businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road.
Top Dog is beginning a media tour today. CJ, the German short-haired pointer who was named best in show last night, is hitting TV talk shows, the Empire State Building, and then a legendary Times Square restaurant for a well-deserved steak. The oldest son of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia is remembering his father as a man of many interests. Eugene Scalia told Fox News The Kelly File his father was an intelligent and funny man whose tastes range from opera to hunting. He thinks Justice Scalia's legacy will be his belief in the court's role in upholding the Constitution. Antonin Scalia died Saturday at the age of 79 in a hunting resort in Texas. Eugene Scalia passed along the family's thanks for all of the kind things said about their father. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
morning. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:05. It's time for Huntington Chamber Radio Weather. 34 degrees, overcast skies in Flemington right now. Today is Wednesday. It is February 17th. Sun and clouds mixed today and a high of 41. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 22. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 38. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Isn't it nice to get back to normal? After all that craziness over the last 2 days? Friday, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 43. On Saturday the 20th, mostly sunny skies, 57. Speaking of normal, and considerable clouds on Sunday early, some decreasing clouds later in the day, a high of 51. Temperatures in our area. Oh, 34 at the County Complex, 35 up in Tewksbury, 33 up in Highbridge, 35 over in Frenchtown, 34 down in Lambertville, 34 in Ringos. Good morning, Huntington. That is Huntington Chamber Radio Weather.
To 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collarboard. Is done in vain. Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God. Justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your time, and you do your crime. When you lay your bed,
and good morning, Huntington. Big C here, coming live from Huntington Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Hotel. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce, all about Huntington, Huntington County, New Jersey. Oh, Kevin Rudolph this morning, Let It Rock. Had the Grammys a couple days ago. It is 8:09. It's time for us to check out Huntington Chamber Radio traffic and see what's going on in our roads. And hopefully it's nothing like what was going on over on 78 the last couple of days. So HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too on your smartphone. Just register with them. They'll send you via email. You can also follow them on Twitter. So we had an incident on 78 eastbound in Clinton Township. This first alert at 10 to 7. Accident at exit 18, Route 22. Delays were back to 15. Raritan Township, Route 523, Bartles Corner Road and River Road. Stuck tractor trailer over there as of 7:12 this morning. And congestion on 78 eastbound in Union Township. Delays on 78 County Route 614, Pattenbury Road in Union Township. Delays due to volume. So I don't have any all clears. So if you're coming up River Road or you're coming down 78 eastbound, you may be experiencing a delay. Good morning, Hunter Denton, Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Heide on to talk about the markets last 2 days going up and find out if that's the end of the market swoon that's been going on for the last couple of days and weeks. At 8:40, we talk with Diane Lane. We go traveling. Diane takes us on vacation, talks about all the different travel plans, travel techniques, travel advice, and travel destinations. And Diane Lane from DNL Travel brings you all that from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we're going to replay a show from last Friday where I had folks talking about the Honor Fraternity over at Raritan Valley Community College. So we'll be playing that for you. 10 o'clock, Richard Scuderi comes in. He does modern design. Richard comes in, talks with guests during the 10 to 11 show, to giving you ideas and materials to do affordable interior design. So he brings all that to you. At 11, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic loves kids, teaches kids, and wants to help you get our kids who are more sensitive and technologically savvy and give them the path to the right direction. So Kim brings all that experience to you with various guests to help you as a guardian of children to be allow your children to be raised healthy, happy, and conscious, and successful. Counselor Chat, Ruth Altamara Roll is on at lunchtime. Ruth brings her 30 years of experience as a private practice in Flemington as a counselor, helping you understand about coping skills, relationships, speaking about topics that relate to depression, anxiety, addiction, parenting skills, anger management, all that and more. So listen to Ruth if you have any questions. She takes call-ins. Hunter's Young Professionals are on from 1 to 2, talking about the 20-somethings who are running businesses in Hunterdon County and how they do it differently, how they have a different mindset and ideas. Richard Scuderi shows up again at 2 to 3. He takes your calls, your emails, your tweets, your Facebook posts, and your text messages, and he helps you overcome design dilemmas. That's Modern Design Dilemmas with Richard Scuderi from 2 to 3. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, helping you understand the up-and-coming people that are in the Jeannie Murphy Public Relations Studio and stable of individuals, public speakers, authors, people that are on TV or have done some type of speaking or research. So that brings all that to you as exposure to them. And you heard them here first on HuntingChamberRadio.com. That is the entire HuntingChamberRadio.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamberRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunter Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunter Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. All right, there it is. The chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, doing my way and helping me at BrownieLocks.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Random Acts of Kindness Week started on the 14th. International Flirting Week. Guess that coincides with Valentine's Day. Love a Mensch Week. National Condom Week. Guess that coincides with Valentine's Day as well. National Nest Box Week. NCCDP Alzheimer's and Dementia Staff Education Week. The Simplot Games starts on the 18th, along with American Birkenbriner Race. For today, well, it is Champion Crab Races Day. It's National PTA Founders Day. World Human Spirit Day, Batman Sticker Day, and My Way Day. Celebration and observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved.
Without exemption, I plan each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes,
there. Put a smile on your face. Watch it, wanna lose it, watch it, wanna lose it.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 11th that Shabbat, raising funds for Hunter and Teen battling Hodgkin's lymphoma. So Shabbat of Hunter and County will be holding its 7th annual auction fundraiser on Sunday, March 6th at the Stengel Factory in Flemington. The event will boast more than 60 prize packages valued at more than $100,000. Proceeds from that auction will provide educational scholarships and the Leah Harms Family Fund. Leah is a freshman at Hunterdon Central High School and lives in White House Station. Shabbat of Hunterdon has provided more than 135 educational scholarships in the past 5 years, a result of the annual auction proceeds. This year, proceeds will also go towards aiding a local family in need through the Leah Harms Family Fund. Quote, in 2012, January, our 8-year-old son was diagnosed with T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. 3 short years later, in January 2014, lightning struck our family again. Our 14-year-old daughter, Leah, was diagnosed with stage 2B Hodgkin's lymphoma. She had 4 masses in her body, 1 in her armpit, 2 in her chest, and a very large mass in her neck. And I am thankful to Shabbat of Hunterdon for helping our family in 2012 when our son Matthew was diagnosed with leukemia. I never thought our family would get struck by lightning twice, said Rebecca Harms, Leah's mother. Our worst nightmare has come true, and I am both speechless and grateful that once again Shabbat has stepped up to help support our family and bring awareness to our struggle. Please do your best to help support this year's annual auction fundraiser. Though the auction prizes usually prove to be enticing, this year's grand prize is even bigger than ever. One lucky winner will be off on a private jet vacation getaway for 6 to the Bahamas. Some of the other prizes include a New York City getaway, a trip for 2 to Israel, a drone, the newest Apple iWatch, iPhone 6S, Apple iMac, desktop computer, MacBook Air, iPad Air 2, $1,000 Visa gift card, $1,000 at Roman Jewelers, $1,000 at Sherman Jewelers, a Bose SoundLink wireless speaker, VIP Yankees tickets, U.S. Open tennis package, as well as golf packages from Trump National, Fiddler's Elbow, Beaverbrook Country Club. A full list of the prizes and the raffle tickets for each prize can be found online at myshabbatauction.com. The auction event will feature one of the Backstage magazine's 10 standout stand-ups, John Fish, as seen on The Late Show with David Letterman, and America's Got Talent finalist Gary Veeder, as seen on Conan. The evening will also offer an open bar and food catered by Boutique Catering and Event Design. The auction will take place at the Stengel Factory at 50 Stengel Road in Flemington. Attendance at that auction is not necessary to participate and win. Admission and raffle tickets can be purchased online at myshabbatauction.com or by calling 908-238-9002. And thank you to this year's auction sponsors, which there are many of them. Just amazing to see all these folks who put together the time and effort and the donations to allow Shabbat to give those educational scholarships and also to help out a family that has just struggled with unbelievably sad, a sad experience. And hopefully Leah and Matthew will recover and live fruitful lives. But it's just amazing that you listen to see and you see the hardship that people have to struggle with, and yet they move on and our community comes together, especially Shabbat of Hunterdon. And so if you can find the time to go to the Stengel Factory or at least to participate in the auctions, please do and help these folks out. That's our community getting together, being there for one another, and that's why that's vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays for February 17th, 2016.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
From Pretty Little Liars, Sasha Pierce is 20. Dear Lemon Lima, Megan Martin is 24. Actress in Harry Potter films, Bonnie Wright, she's 25. Actor in Glee, Chord Overstreet, 27. The Help, Anna O'Reilly is 31. From Royal Pains and Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Brooke Dorsey is 34. TV producer, personality from Simple Life, Paris Hilton's 35. Inception and The Dark Knight Rises, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is 35. Gravity Falls, Jason Ritter is 36. Zachary Bennett's 36. Drop Dead Diva, Jackson Hurst is 37. The Imitation Game, Rory Kinnear is 38. A History of Violence, Ashton Holmes is 38. The Hottie and the Naughty, Four Steps, Erin Cadillo is 39. Nip Tuck, Kelly Carlson's 40. Stand By Me, Jerry O'Connell's 42. Green Day lead singer, Billy Joe Armstrong is 44. Starship Troopers, Denise Richards, she's 45. Prison Break, Dominic Purcell is 46. From General Hospital, Tuesday Night is 47. Jeepers Creepers, Jonathan Breck is 51. Comedian and cartoon voicist, Larry the Cable Guy is 53. Basketball Hall of Famer, Michael Jordan is 53. La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips is 54. Home Improvement, Richard Karn is 60. Rene Russo is 62. From Outbreak and Ransom, Men in Black and Spider-Man 3, Becky Ann Baker is 63. Watchmen, Gary Chalk is 64. My Left Foot, Brenda Fricker is 71. 72nd birthday of Patricia Morrow from Surf Party. Notes on a Scandal, Julia McKenzie, 75. The Running Man and the Dirty Dozen, Jim Brown, is 80 today. Guiding Light, St. Elsewhere, Christina Pickles is 81. Comedian Asdharma Edna Everidge and the actor in The Hobbit, Barry Humphries, is 82. Keeping Up Appearances, Patricia Rutledge is 87. Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis, that R&B singer, is 91 today. And Into the Wild, Lincoln, Hal Holbrook, is 91 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hunterhuber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to have Michelle Heide online talk about the markets. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up her vibrations. She's giving me my...
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
The Constitution is pretty clear about what is supposed to happen now.
President Obama is saying what should happen in the event of a vacancy on the Supreme Court.
The President of the United States is to nominate someone. The Senate is to consider that nomination.
In a news briefing in Rancho Mirage in California, Obama remarked that he intends to nominate a well-qualified candidate to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia in due time. He said blocking his nominee isn't how American democracy is supposed to work. Apple CEO Tim Cook says he's going to fight a judge's order to help the FBI get into an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. The FBI wants Apple to remove the limit on the number of times a passcode can be tried. Cook says that would require Apple to write code for a backdoor, which would then be open to abuse. The Vatican is responding to Donald Trump's criticism of the Pope's plans to visit the fence on the U.S.-Mexico border today. Donald Trump said last week that Pope Francis doesn't understand what he called the open border with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you first get your coffee in the morning, it's piping hot. But then it starts to cool down, and then it becomes totally lukewarm.
before turning cold.
Sad and cold.
But if you got an extra large coffee from 7-Eleven in our Stay Hot cup, it would stay hot a lot longer, not sad and cold. Get delicious, hot and fresh 7-Eleven coffee in our Stay Hot cup for an even hotter price. Plus tax where applicable, limited time offer at participating locations.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
All right, it's time to talk about the markets. Got Michelle Heide on the phone, and Michelle, we had a pretty good day yesterday, and now is the fun and games over? Or have we gotten past the we got the witching Friday coming up, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting because yesterday the Dow ended above their 50-day moving average for the first time since December 1st. Mm-hmm. So we had a nice day Friday. We had a follow-up day yesterday. So yesterday we had the consumer discretionary sector and financials both leading major indices higher. We had the retail figures that came out late last week. Basically, were a little bit higher than expected, and then the December came in revised a little bit higher. So it looks like, and again, this is only looking at, 2 months' worth of data, it looks like consumers are starting to open up their pocketbooks a little bit more, tiny bit, but we'll see, because again, the same, continued themes are out there in terms of, even though, and you and I have talked about this before in terms of the jobs market, even though the unemployment figures look really good, we all know people and we all know the other statistics that show that, yes, more people are employed, but they might be working at lower wages than before they lost their job. In some cases, they're holding more than one job, underemployment, that type of thing. So people are still, not going wild and crazy and spending again.
Mm-hmm.
And then in regards to the financial sector, banks have been one of the hardest hit sectors so far this year, mostly because of the concerns of, we saw the Fed rate hike in December, and initially it was like, yay, the Fed, things are looking better. Sectors like banking should do really well, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe the Fed isn't going to raise rates four times this year. Maybe they're going, So between that, and then there was some concern, we talked about last week in terms of the strength of the European banking system, so then the question becomes, how strong is the U.S. banking system? Are they in good shape? Are they not in good shape? That type of thing. But Friday and yesterday, it appeared that folks were feeling a little bit more optimistic in terms of the banking and financial stocks. If we take a look at volatility, the VIX was somewhere around 24. So again, even with all of the volatility we've seen since the beginning of the year, the VIX is nowhere near where it had been during the financial crisis, or even back in, August of 2011, when we had kind of that odd, highly volatile month. Let's see, on the earnings front, we had Garmin and Priceline both beating. Priceline was currently up about 11% in pre-market trading. We also had Dr. Pepper Snapple up. Probably already heard that Berkshire Hathaway has taken a position in Kinder Morgan. It looks like they're feeling a little bit more optimistic about the long-term energy cycle. On Friday, we have Concho Resources, and I didn't even know who they were. They are an oil and natural gas exploration company. They will be joining the S&P 500, replacing Plum Creek Timber, who's being acquired by Weyerhaeuser. So that's taking place on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So far this morning, in overnight trading, we had the Asian Pacific region somewhat mixed. We have European markets trading higher. We had U.S. markets as of a few minutes ago. Dow futures were up a little over 100, S&P up about 13. NASDAQ up 38. We have oil up a little bit today, so whether or not that's why the markets are so optimistic, don't know. At 2 o'clock, we have the Fed Open Market Committee meeting minutes being released. And not that we're expecting anything new or different, but between now and then, you know, we'll see what the markets decide to do or not decide to do. It looks like we will definitely open in the green. It'll be interesting to see if we end up having 3 days in a row in the green or not. You know, again, it's just because we've had two nice up days in the market doesn't mean that we're all up from here.
No.
Even though that's a nice little thought. You know, so we'll kind of have to see what the next couple days, the next week or two, look like in terms of the day to day trading. So we'll see.
Well, some of them are characterizing it as a relief rally. I see it interesting because we had, you know, you certainly pointed out that oil has kind of stabilized at least for the short term, and
right.
But then we also had that quasi question about whether the Fed is going to keep rates steady or not, which brings us back to that crazy back and forth as to whether changing the rates or holding the rates is the better option for the economy.
Right.
And she had finished that up on Thursday, right?
On Thursday.
So we had the swoon on Thursday when that came out, and then now since that time we had Friday and Tuesday with a 3-day weekend in between, where you said typically people don't like to hold positions when they're in this ugly state of confusion.
So it was interesting that Friday was such a positive day.
Yep.
And then for yesterday to be another follow through, even though the European markets yesterday traded lower.
Now, did I also see that Asia was closed last week?
Right. Yesterday there were a bunch of different holidays in different parts of Asia, so there wasn't a whole lot of trading that went on last week. When one of the markets initially opened, they had a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when China opened, it kind of, if I remember correctly, was somewhat mixed, and then just in overnight trading, things were relatively mixed. Nothing too positive, nothing too negative, but
right.
relatively
so
stable.
All of a sudden, you know, we, 6 weeks into the year, all of a sudden we have calm.
Right.
So, bizarre.
Very bizarre.
All the things that everybody was worrying about.
Right. Is it the calm before the storm? Or
is the storm
or
over?
Is it just, you know, a sense of, wait a minute, maybe we are overreacting over certain things. You know, that's the big question. We'll see.
Cool.
We shall see. But it just goes, you know, as we've talked about, it just goes to show, you know, for people that end up panicking and shifting out of the market, I mean, just as much as we can have some pretty volatile down days, you know, if you miss a couple of positive days, it can significantly affect your performance long term. So,
right.
Always want to keep that in mind.
Now, that's an interesting question. Thing that you point out, and I think there's a caveat to that, and I'm not criticizing what you're saying. It's just that
right.
I've heard this that said before, and if you're one that reacts and always reacts the wrong direction, yes, you'll get killed. If you sell at the absolute bottom, and then try and buy at the absolute top, you're going to get crushed. And in that particular case, you're right. If you'll miss those big up days. So if you're sitting there and you struggle through this down, and you finally say, I can't take it anymore, and you sell, and then the market has this bounce back, yes, you've done double the amount of damage. So you should just ride that out. If you had the foresight to sell prior to the swoon and stayed out during the jump, well, you didn't hurt yourself, you know?
Right.
Now, it would have been nice if you caught that great jump, but you're not hurting yourself by doing it. So it depends where you are in the market timing, and we've all said that is the – if you could time the markets, more power to you. So the question is, for those people who fear that they have to be in to catch that 230 point day or the 400 points together, Yeah, well, if you were out a while ago, it's okay. But if you got out just before it, well, that's the unfortunate part. So.
Right. Cool. Exactly.
All right.
Nope.
Great.
All right.
Well, thank you, Michelle. You have a good day. It looks like the weather has finally calmed down, and we're going to be back up in the 50s this weekend. How about that?
Back up in the 50s. All right.
Crazy
stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right.
Have a great day.
Sounds good.
All right.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. The Rewind is up there right now. And Michelle helps me with the market update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamber.com. We're going to take a break. Time to get Diane Lane on the phone, and we'll go a vacationing to find out what's going on in just a minute. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, it's time to go vacationing. I got Diane Lane on the phone, and I missed you, Diane. We had our radio problem 2 weeks ago, and then I had my own professional issues, and then,
yes, that happens sometimes when we're working.
yeah, where life gets in the way from time to time. So good to have you back.
Yay.
I love talking vacation with you. So
okay,
where are we going?
Well, for one announcement is I know everybody's seen on the news that Cuba and America signed a flight agreement, and it was signed on Tuesday. And it's going to be allowing 20 flights a day, daily commercial flights between U.S. and Havana.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Yeah. And it's going to, right now, they're probably going to hammer out what other hubs, because right now it's Miami.
Mm-hmm.
because Miami is one of the hubs they use for the charter companies that have been allowed to go to Cuba.
Okay.
Now, that's not saying you can't go to Canada and Grand Cayman and even British Islands and fly in. You can, but Grand Cayman is the main location to do that.
Okay.
So American, United, Delta, JetBlue, Southwest, and Spirit have all have plans to apply for the route. And United, JetBlue each put in allotting the deal that only American be provided specific information. So they're having a little war, to say the least. But in the next week or two, it's going to be firmed up what's going to be allowed, what hubs other than Miami is going to be going over there to Cuba. So by the end of the year, things will be maybe moving faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have more trips to offer other than the educational, religious, humanitarian, agricultural, professional reasons why people are taking the trips. And then only that, the infrastructure.
Yeah.
They're not prepared to, you know, there are some resorts, they're European resorts, but they're not prepared for maybe the flux of people that are going to come in like you hit the Caribbean islands, you know? So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll see what my tour operators come up with to offer people. Maybe we'll present it to chamber members to see who wants to see what's going on. Maybe there's people who have family down there, like they want to go see somebody.
Sure.
And if we're going to be allowed to do that other than the tailored tours that are set up right now. So
just for clarity, you said there was 20 routes that are being...
They're going to approve 20 flights a day.
20 flights a day, and that
right.
could be more than one
hub.
One hub.
Now, right, in other words, Chicago, Houston,
you would think,
or
right?
Philly, or JFK, pardon?
You would think, you know, Des Moines, Iowa shouldn't be a big...
No, but they might have to go to Chicago to get a flight.
Right.
And then who knows? They have to go to Miami to pick up the flight. It's whatever the terms are going to, it's a long process. But the charters are going to, like ABC Charters, Havana Air, and Cuba Travel Services are right now the brokers between us and anybody doing these specialized tours, trips. And they're limited. They're limited so many days and so many people and so many times a month. Okay, so it's not like it's a mad rush because they know. They know they can't meet the demand yet.
But it's telling you that this is all, it's starting to move in the right direction. It's just a matter of being patient.
Yeah. I mean, if you've seen some of the newscasts, like 60 Minutes and 2020 and the World News Tonight on ABC, they have actually showed where there have been resorts and have been taken over as apartments. You know, the windows are gone.
Right.
The facades are neat painting. Everything is what was left is no longer what was.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, you don't know what they have. And they are very big into ecotourism in Cuba, just like in Costa Rica, because they have to work with what they have because they weren't getting anything imported because of the embargo.
Mm-hmm.
So the coffee plantations, the agricultural farms, they're pretty much self-sufficient, and they bring you out to see that. So there's some very interesting things to see in Cuba that you would not even think.
Sure.
But they're versatile people.
Stuck in time.
Yes, they're stuck in time. Yes,
now,
exactly.
Are those routes supposed to be direct, or would there be more routes that would be having the changeover in Miami?
The only one I could think of is like JFK would be direct.
Right.
Miami is direct. Out of Texas, a direct. Because they're major, major hubs and major regions of the area. Other locations, you're probably going to have to hop because it's a long trip.
Sure.
Cuba's on the other side of Puerto Rico and Haiti and, down there. It's the biggest island in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long trip to get there, just like to get to Grand Cayman. You're not that far.
No.
But it takes almost 4 hours to get to Grand Cayman, you know,
so,
depending on the wind.
So the permutations, if you connect with Miami, should be okay. It's just you're still limited by how many people are going to go.
Yes, exactly.
So
it's a specific charter tour.
And it's still going to require some type of visa.
And you got to have a meeting. You got to fly in the night before. You have meetings before you get on the plane. So you have all kinds of rules and regulations. You meet a tour person.
Wow.
So if you have family in Cuba, and you want to come down to see them. And I don't know how that would work, if you would be allowed to visit with them while you're there, you know? I don't know if they allow that right now.
Wow.
You know? So it's like hit and miss who it's signed up with and how you go about
it. It just sounds like some people would just get caught up in the emotion of it, and it doesn't sound very practical yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
And then Air Canada is not going to be coming into JFK at LaGuardia and Newark Airport. They're going to be focusing on, I don't know, maybe because it's so crowded. It's a big hub. So they're going to be flying more into Newark and LaGuardia than they are for JFK.
Mm-hmm.
So if people, you know, are looking to do stuff up to Canada, Air Canada is going to be doing that.
Okay.
And then my company that I want to work with is Colette, is a tour company that they're offering a big celebration for the national parks, which is the 100-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to run a special for all the chamber members, which I'm going to try to get out this week and at the dinner on Friday, to the Grand Canyon country.
All right.
It's the Southern Rim Route. It starts in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Goes up to, you know, Phoenix, you stay there, and then you go to Sedona, and you're going to stay in Sedona,
nice.
Then you're going to go to Grand Canyon to Lake Powell.
Oh, good stuff.
And then you're going to go to Lake Powell and Monument Valley.
Excellent.
And you're going to do the tribal park, or you can do the canyon cruise along the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to leave Lake Powell and go to Bryce Canyon.
Nice.
And Bryce Canyon National Park, and go see things there. And then you're going to go to Zion National Park. And the last stop is going to be Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sweet.
It's a really great deal.
Is Zion still? At one time they were having the rock slides with, and they were closing it. Is it all resolved?
Well, yeah. This isn't apparently so. You know, because it's now the weather's. This is going to be in September.
Okay.
This is not now. Right now, I think the weather's been playing havoc with everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're going to go through the river. It's 2,400 feet deep. It's 1.5 miles wide in Zion. And leave, you know, you're right. You're going to have the strip behind you. Goodbye. But you're going to go to the park for the day.
Yeah. No, that's some fascinating stuff. I'm really glad you're going to the Monument Valley. That was by far the most surreal place I think I've ever been.
They have, it's a 9-day trip.
Yeah.
You're going to stay in Scottsdale for 2 days. You're going to be in the Grand Canyon Lodges at Grand Canyon for the day. You're going to be at Lake Powell Resort for 2 days.
Nice.
You're going to be at the Lodge in Springdale on day six, which is Bryce Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas for two days. So,
super.
And it's not even $3,000, air included.
Air included. Super.
Yeah. Taxes, everything, and then they will do a total pickup if we get a large group of people or even 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
They will provide a bus to pick everybody up at one location and bring us to the airport and then bring us back to the airport. You can upgrade your flight. You can upgrade and stay an extra day ahead or an extra day behind. We can put that out there. That tour activity level is minor, so you don't have a lot of craziness to do.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not a walker or a hiker or something,
mm-hmm.
and it's a coach provided to go from spot to spot.
Yep.
So, you know, you're going to get to see Grand Canyon, the cliffs, the white sandstone cliffs of Zion National Park,
mm-hmm.
the spires of Bryce Canyon,
and
then if somebody wants to do Vegas. So meals are included, dinners are included.
That's great.
And then you get to cruise along Lake Powell.
And you're staying on the rim at the Grand Canyon. That's a real bonus. They refurbished that, right? Just recently?
Yeah, they've been doing all of that. Oak Creek Canyon is part of Sedona, Scottsdale.
That's neat, too.
It's a 2.5-hour ride up to Sedona.